Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
When you add be you plus live your purpose, what do you get? Joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that you're meant to use to make the world a brighter place. Have you ever wondered, is this all life has to offer? There must be more. If you answer yes, then Unstuck Joy is the show for you. Each show will feature a memoir artwork painted by Vicki that taps into universal themes of evolution, hope, inner strength, and self-growth. Vicki will also ask listeners to play along. Draw, doodle, collage, write, and or paint your way to soul clarity with Art Vision Journaling. Unstuck Joy will compel you to tune into your soul's whispers to realize your unique dreams. Get ready to get unstuck.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Unstuck Joy, the art of living on purpose. I'm your host, Vicki Todd, and we come to you each first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, and we give you tips and an Art Vision Journal prompt you can do at home to help you evolve ever closer to your true self and live Unstuck Joy. I'm so excited for my conversation today with my guest, Susan Sinclair, who is a modern mystic. I love that title. She's a soul reader. She does Akashic Records, Reiki master, a sound healer, and she's going to talk to us today about the radiant dark. And so we're going to learn the contrast between light and dark, how that fills in with yin and yang, how that affects our chakra system. And so it's going to be a really cool conversation today. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you, Vicki. It's such a joy to be with you. And this whole idea of getting unstuck, especially around this concept of the radiant dark, so right for now, so right for our world. And yes. You are making it fun.
Oh, well, good. I hope so. This will be fun. Okay. Well, before we get started, I want to let everyone know what I'm doing with the Art Vision Journal prompt today. So I had a radiant dark session with Susan, which was awesome. It really gave me clarity of, you know, how to move forward, what to really focus on in the new year in 2018. And so we'll talk about that in a minute. But this deals with the yin and the yang. And so I was inspired to do this kind of Picasso-esque type face, you know, the double face. And part of it is the dark yin going yinward and the very vibrant and active yang. And so if you go to my website, VickiWorldArt.com, you will see art visioning in the menu. Underneath that is art vision prompts. And this one is called Are You Afraid of the Dark? Because we're talking about the radiant dark. And so I give you the characteristics that Susan had given me about the yin and the yang and instructions of how to do your own. And so this was so fun. I'm going to create a different version today. And so I totally recommend it. It's really a cool, fun, arty thing to do. Okay. So Susan, radiant dark. When we talked, you had said that people kind of have a misperception or, you know, some of these images of what the light and dark is, what they are. And so what are some of the maybe misperceptions that we have?
Since our connection is poor and I'm so sad.
Okay. I can still hear you. So can you still hear me? Okay, so we will go to a quick break and try to get Susan back, and we'll be right back to talk about the radiant dark.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit wendyrosewilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Unstuck Joy. Sorry about that. We had some technical difficulties, but you know what? That's the way it goes sometimes. And so we've got Susan on audio. And Susan, okay, so let's start over. We're talking about the radiant, dark, and light. And you had mentioned that people have some misperceptions, maybe some faulty ideas of what the light and the dark stand for. And so what are some of those images that we hold in our minds?
Well, and I, as an artist, I imagine you are really aware of this too. It's so embedded in our culture, it's hard to know where to even start. But if I just mention the word dark
or
darkness to people, usually what I sense coming up for them is dark is like a sloppy synonym. That's what I'm calling it, a sloppy synonym for evil.
Okay.
Negative, painful, malicious, scary, depressing, undesired, and ultimately what I would say anti-divine. People have decided that the dark is anti-divine.
Okay.
So those are a lot. When people think dark, the images that come to mind are not beautiful.
Right.
And you actually are making the dark beautiful in your picture, which is already rebalancing some misperceptions. But if people say light, well, then everyone's like, oh, that's good. It's uplifting. It's beneficial. It's wholesome. It's enjoyable. It's joyful. And really, light is divine. People are always talking about divine light, but does anyone say divine dark?
No, they don't. haven't heard those two put together until we had our session. And I have to say, as I was, prepping for the show and kind of thinking about my own experience, you know, growing up in Happy, Texas, I am with a family of farmers and ranchers. You know, they were cattle ranchers. And so, as you can imagine, my dad loved watching Western kind of shows on TV. And so Gunsmoke and Bonanza and any John Wayne movie. And so I'm saying, because sometimes I was like, enough already. But the bad guy always wore the black hat. And the good guy always wore the white hat. And so I thought it really is pervasive. You know, I know the new Star Wars movie came out, and I'm sorry, people, I'm not a huge Star Wars person, but you know, that idea of, you know, go to the dark side, it's evil. And so that's absolutely true. So where do we get this? What's the history behind these concepts or misperceptions of the light and the dark?
And yeah, that's the important thing, is where did this come from? And the fascinating thing is, with the research that I've done, and for people who choose to sign up for some of the free gifts I offer, I'm going to follow up with resources they can dig into for themselves.
Okay.
But just to summarize, the number of books that I've read, and for me as a mystic, it's not just research, it's divine downloads. Almost from the beginning of my spiritual awakening, I have had images of divine, benevolent dark as coming alongside the light, as complementing and harmonizing, and actually dark and light begging to be reunited as loving divine influences in our awareness.
Okay.
To complete our energy spectrum. But in history, in research, we had very different ideas. We, as humans, have existed for about 30,000 years, archaeologically speaking. For about 25,000 of those years, humanity was basically peaceful. We worshipped a mother goddess in sacred caves and nighttime ceremony. And we used horns and serpents, bats, and night creatures as evidence of the mother goddess's power and her healing gifts.
Wow. So all of those images that just pops up Halloween in my head.
Yep.
You know, kind of scary, spooky.
Exactly. And that's what changed.
Okay.
But originally, that is not what people believed. People loved serpents. Serpents are still considered emblems of healing in many indigenous cultures before things changed.
Right.
This ancient city in Turkey that reveals 2,000 years of unbroken history, multicultural, multiracial, and completely peaceful and goddess worshiping. And then we took kind of a wrong turn. About 4,000 BC. So this has been a while.
Okay.
The evidence is that the Turkish city fell to invasions of patriarchal tribes from the north. So they had a completely different worldview. Their god was male, their god was in the sky, had nothing to do with the earth, and their god had other male gods working with him to dominate nature. Not to harmonize with nature, but to dominate nature, dominate animals, and dominate women.
Wow. So kind of that suppression.
Totally, yeah, warlike, utterly warlike thunder god worshippers.
And oh,
so
my goodness.
Swept down from the north and annihilated this basically peaceful culture and just changed the mythology, changed the stories. Instead of stories of a benevolent, powerful goddess, the goddess was now enslaved, raped, or otherwise degraded by the dominant male god.
Wow.
And so, there's these cosmic, everything was reframed as some kind of cosmic battle of good and evil because of the viewpoint of this, of these tribes, that everything in life is a war because they have a thunder god who's aggressive and violent. It was all about a shift in worldview that happened through violence and aggression.
Yeah. Well, gosh, you know, you mentioned all of these years, and that's such a powerful, strong, very masculine dominated thing, you know, concept to happen. So I can see how, you know, over the years it's floated into even Gunsmoke, you know, that the bad guy wears the black hat, right? So what is the real story? What is the true Scooby about what the light and dark is supposed to be?
Okay. Well, if we can simply for a moment take a deep breath and let ourselves unhook from all of those, all that cultural baggage around dark and light.
Right.
Which is basically what happened is we made an incorrect connection based on some theological worldviews that were imposed on indigenous, that the earth-born, earth-based spirituality had a very different viewpoint. This other one came to be dominant in Judaism and Christianity mm-hmm. and pretty much all Western civilization that came under Roman influence.
Okay.
So that's how deep it goes. That's how wide it spread. That's how strong it's been pushed, like you said, strength behind it. But the real connection, dark and light are simply two different expressions of energy.
Okay.
They're two balancing forces in our, in the nature, in this whole energetic system we call planet Earth. Planet Earth, on my good days, I call it a polarity playground.
A polarity playground. I like that.
And that's what we're being playful about it. But the whole concept is opposites balancing and contrasting. Opposite energies on an energy spectrum, balancing and contrasting, harmonizing and blending with each other.
Okay.
Complementing and completing each other. And the Chinese understood this very well and gave us the most, the short and simple names of yin and yang.
Okay. You use some very powerful words there, you know, harmonizing and balanced. And, you know, those are things that we need, right? So when we had our Radiant Dark session together and you mentioned that, you know, you were going to help me realign my yin and the yang through my chakra system, the first question I said to you, I can't remember which one I said. Did I say yin female and yang male? And you said, no, it's not quite as simple as that. There's a lot more to the yin and yang. So what are the characteristics of each that we should be focusing on?
Okay, great question. And yeah, it's so typical for us to think of yin as female and yang as male, but they're impersonal forces. They are not, we humanize and genderize things all the time. But if again, if we can unhook from genderizing, because there are many women who are highly yang
in their
energy expression, and many men who are truly deeply yin. So let me just name some qualities that actually are aligned or expressions of these really powerful, dominant, balancing forces that keep our earth system working.
Okay.
We need both. So if I say yin, here's how the energy of yin is expressed. I'm going to name them together and opposite. So yin is soothing. Okay. Yang is stimulating.
Okay.
Yin is magnetic. It pulls in. It draws in. Yang is electric. It pushes out.
Okay.
Yin is slow and deep. Yang is quick and high.
Okay.
Yin is quiet and yang is noisy.
Right. Clang, clang.
Yeah. Everything that's bright and loud and fast is expressing yang energy.
Okay. Well, I have to say, when you shared some of those characteristics with me, you said one thing that I was like, okay, I've got it forever now. Because you said, think of yin, you go inward. So go yinward into that quiet, dark, radiant space. And I was like, oh, light bulb just went off. I got that now, right? So,
and yeah. We really need lots more cueing and awareness around the blessing, the positive aspects of yin. So yeah, I create a lot of yin words like that. I talk that this is the most yinderful time of the year when there's more dark than light.
Right.
It's a yinderful time. And I would say that summer is yangtastic.
That's a good one. I like that one too. That's awesome.
Yeah. And here's what's happened. When you think of those particular qualities of being soothing or receptive or slow or quiet, Yeah, you can see that that's not just women. There's men who are like that.
And don't we all need that? I mean, you know, male, female, whoever you are, we need that quiet time.
Yes, and that's what, again, our culture, and there's this foundational skewing towards yang and light. Light is simply a manifestation of this cosmic energy of yang. But when we started deifying light, saying light is God and God is light, and we forgot that the goddess or the other aspect of divinity, of deity, of divine source is the dark, the nurturing, healing dark of the womb, of the night, and of slow, quiet, restorative energy.
Right.
We cut ourselves off from half of the energy that's meant to restore and rebalance us. If we never rest, never sleep, never stop.
Right.
And that's what this culture has glorified. We praise people for being super busy, super active, super social, super outgoing. Praises that. Our culture tends to shame and tell yin people there's something wrong with you. You're too sensitive.
That's absolutely true. Because in my former job, you know, before I took the leap into this crazy life of whatever I'm doing now with the art and show and all that, it was almost looked down upon if, you know, you did not say, oh, I worked all weekend, you know, I was grading papers or doing my research all weekend. And so for resting, no vacation for me, you know, I don't have time for that. And so it was almost looked down on or like, oh, well, lucky for you that you have time. You know, if you ever said that you went on a week's vacation during the summer or something like that. And so that's absolutely right. But if you don't have that time, and like you said, the womb, you know, of kind of going into this comforting womb-like dark space, that's so nurturing. And, you know, I have a lot of people in my life who, you know, they want to stay busy because they don't want to get to that space of quiet because they don't want to hear what's really going on in their heads sometimes. Mm-hmm. And that can definitely be a detriment.
Right. That we've been, and again, we've been conditioned. Expertly conditioned by many, many influences to fear stillness, to fear silence, to fear going inward for what we might find. If we enter the sacred cave, what monsters await us?
Right, because it's spooky and scary, kind of like all the Halloween with the bats and the dark and all that. Well, we're about to get to a next break. And so you have a giveaway and a special offer. And so can you tell us what they are and how people can get in touch with you to be able to collect these beautiful things?
Right. Okay. Well, we'll briefly now, and it may come up more as we go. The free offering I'm presenting is not one, but Spirit told me to do a bonus, two meditative journeys into your own personal radiant dark sanctuary. So what if it's not monsters, but the divine, divine love that waits for you in your own inner sanctuary.
Right.
So these two meditations, the first one is full length to introduce you and guide you gently inward to your own sanctuary, the radiant dark. And the second one is what I call a sound spa. To simply rest in healing sacred sound in your inner sanctuary and let it realign your chakra system without you thinking or doing anything. So those two meditations are free to anyone who goes to that page and subscribes to receive them. The other offering is a session like I had with you, restoring your radiant dark, which is a personal rebalancing. We get to go through your system chakra by chakra, re-examine where things are out of balance and rebalance them. And I know for you, you had some immediate senses of relief and restoration and new clarity and focus. When we get still, the clutter and the chatter and the noise go away.
That's true. Well, we need to go to a break really quick, but after we get back, I would love to talk about some more of these, what's the truth about the dark and the light, and talk about that radiant dark session that we had, because it really was eye-opening. And so stay with us, everybody. This is Unstuck Joy. I'm your host, Vicki Todd. We're talking about the radiant dark with Susan Sinclair, and we'll be right back.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Everybody, welcome back to Unstuck Joy. I'm your host, Vicki Todd, and we are talking about the radiant dark, yin and yang, misperceptions, the truth with our guest, Susan Sinclair. So, Susan, we were just talking about some of the misperceptions about light and dark, the characteristics of yin and yang. And so, society is kind of crazy right now. There's a lot of crazy things going on in this world. And so, when people have those misperceptions of dark being evil and that we have to be so much in the action of the yang, how does that affect our society?
Boy, that's a loaded question. It's a really great one because it really had massive cultural effects. It skewed all of our moral standards to glorify yang, activity and light, and demonize the yin and the dark. So we basically, our culture is living in a perpetual state of overwhelm. Nonstop action, ambition, growth, expansion, busyness, doing. Mm-hmm. We're just overactive, overstimulated, and overwhelmed. So here's some things that we see in society. Rampant stress and all of the physical ailments that come from being overstressed. Anxiety and depression really running high because of everyone being so over-yanged. I call it yang overdrive. And the whole culture, we're noticing misogyny. Women are still devalued. and oppressed in significant ways. We've come a long way in the West,
right?
But you don't have to go very far to see that exploitation and oppression are still there, blighting the potential of half our people.
Right.
The rape and pillage of natural resources, we see more and more toxic dumping, more and more alarms raised about people just invading nature and dumping and pillaging and looting and destroying. That's Yang overdrive. It has no regard for anything but its own growth. Aggression, violence, and war. Light pollution. It's a thing. We have too much light. Experts are saying, you know, there's light pollution. People are using lights too late into the night, disrupting their sleep cycles and their hormones, and paying for that in terms of their alertness, their productivity, and their, you know, their bodies breaking down. And let me just say, now this is the scariest thing of all to me. Pushing, forcing, rampant, unchecked growth for its own sake with no regard for anything else. Right. There's a physical disease that has all of those qualities.
What is that?
Cancer.
Really?
Cancer is our cells on Yang overdrive.
Wow. I've never heard that before. So say that one more time.
Pushing, forcing, rampant, unchecked growth with no regard for any other context. That's cancer.
Wow. So when we're in total Yang overdrive, and when you're talking about the light at night, you know, that reminded me of the computer screens or phone, or not computer screens, I guess phone screens, iPad screens in bed. I'm guilty, people. I'm sorry. Because that's supposed to have whatever it is, the blue light that's supposed to, you know, get you more stimulated. And so you're saying that our body's reaction to not getting enough calming, nourishing, quiet, dark is coming out through disease, right?
Absolutely, yes. Physical disease and social diseases, aggression, violence, and war. And, you know, we're basically on the verge of crashing and burning. And burnout is another symptom of Yang overdrive. Burnout is, I'm seeing more and more products for coaches and teachers about how do you avoid or heal from burnout. It's like, we wouldn't go there in Yang overdrive.
Right. Well, thank you for saying that, because Susan is a contributor in this book. I love this title. Are you the missing piece? Don't leave a hole in the world. And so it's a jigsaw puzzle, and there's a missing piece, people. That could be you. Mm-hmm. And so you have a paragraph in here about the radiant dark. And when you were talking about the light, you actually called it the unrelenting light, and that it's searing, and that it is, because I had a question on here, does that equate to burnout? And so you say yes.
Yeah. And when you think about it, even in a natural world, too much light can kill you. Lasers are a weapon.
Yeah.
Light can be a weapon. It can kill you. Dark by itself does nothing but let you rest. Animals that are ill know to go where it's dark and quiet. When we're ill, we usually tend to want it to be dark and quiet, because that's what we need to rebalance and let our bodies regenerate, quite literally regenerate. The darkness is regenerative in a way that light cannot be. Not supposed to be.
Yeah, well, that's a great segue. So all of these things are happening over Yang drive, too much light. We're not nurturing ourselves with enough meditative dark and going within. So what does this radiant dark session do? I know what it did for me, but what you explain it as the practitioner. What is the radiant dark session meant to do?
The overall intent is to actually energetically help your system unhook from these old beliefs and perceptions that have got you stuck in Yang overdrive. Our chakras, each one, hold a yin-yang balance that's unique to us.
Okay.
We have an innate balance that has been, you know, for, I would say 99.9% of people, has been disrupted at the very least, and sometimes chronically skewed towards too much yang energy. And in a radiant dark session, we can go chakra by chakra down your system. Like with you, I kind of had a psychic avatar, an image of you psychically, and we looked at each chakra and saw where it was in terms of yin and yang energy, and any other polarities that might be out of whack. We come here to explore polarities. But when we get sidetracked or hijacked by these imbalances, our soul isn't getting to do what we came here to do.
Yes.
So looking at the chakra centers as the houses of our energy system and rebalancing them back into what you were divinely designed to have. Most people are not 50-50.
I was not 50-50.
You were 50-50. So, and I just listen to divine source. I'm calling in divine source energy and the wisdom of both the radiant dark and the divine light. I'm not excluding light. I'm just saying because we really have ignored, neglected, and demonized the dark, that's what we actually need to pay more attention to. So
yeah.
We pay more attention to the restorative dark and the yin energy and how it's expressed in each chakra. And we rebalance. And it's like a reset. I almost see it like it's a clock face. And the dark part is how much yin that chakra's holding. And light would be yang. And where it's not your divine design, we reset back to
right.
your divine design. And then realign the entire system. So there may be beliefs that pop up that get released or rewritten, old stories about light and dark, good and evil, cosmic battles, having to always be in conflict rather than just contrast and complementing other energies and people. Unwinding from all of those old beliefs and tensions and letting you settle back into how you were really made.
Yes, and the visual that you used during our session where you looked at each chakra and you used the clock. And so when you said, you know, I know that my third eye was like way out of balance, you know, being a very visual person. And you would say, well, the yang is about at 7 o'clock and with, you know, the rest of the time in the yin. And so you're going to ask, you know, how that can be rebalanced. And so that was for somebody who, you know, is coming in fresh and not knowing all the ins and outs of the yin and yang, that was so helpful to have that visual of the clock.
Good. Yeah, it helped me too, actually. It's much more, it's easier to relate to the clock and what number each one is on and where is yours, because it's not at 6. Most people are not at 6 o'clock for everything. They need
right.
to be. They need to find their own balance. Different chakras are different, and your energy system is unique. And what I can say that people like you, because I've done some of these sessions before, and there's this sense of relief and, like you said,
yeah.
renewed clarity. And even, oddly, the light is supposed to be revitalizing, but most people feel revitalized when they've got their radiant dark back into their system in the amounts that are right for them.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have to say, probably because, you know, I was still too much into my yang, but it wasn't until I had actually turned off the TV, you know, the room was completely dark and I laid my head down to go to sleep that boom, I had this download in my head, you know, after our session that day. And it was just so clear. I sat up in bed and I was like, oh, and so it's a total direction of where I'm going in 2018. And, it took me forever to go to sleep after that because I was so pumped, but I knew that was coming from a very deep place. And I knew that was the truth with the capital T that was coming out. And so I know that was because of the realignment of what we did that day. And so thank you for that. That was really awesome.
Oh,
well,
cool.
We have one more minute to our last break. And so tell us again, what is your website that people can go to get your meditation and to get the Radiant Dark?
Okay, well, the links are on your Transformation Talk Radio page.
Yes.
But the one where they would go to sign up for the meditations, susansinclair.org/radiant-dark-meditation.
Okay.
That's where you can sign up and get the meditations. To sign up for a Radiant Dark session, it should be susansinclair.org/radiant-dark-session. Or sessions, but it's on your page. The
yes,
correct
it
is on the page. So if they go there, it's not a hyperlink, but they'll need to copy and paste it into the browser and they'll get right to where they need to go.
And that gives you information about each offering and what you get. And the Radiant Dark Session, is it like 45% off for people who watch Unstuck Joy and let you know that? Is that right?
Yes. In fact, they're being guided to a special page that only Unstuck Joy listeners can find.
Okay. I totally recommend it because it was a really nurturing session. And I'm not kidding you, people. I mean, boom, that night I was like, oh, download. You know, I have direction and clarity. So we need to go to one more break. This is Unstuck Joy. I'm your host, Vicki Todd. We're talking to Susan Sinclair about Radiant Dark, and we will be right back.
Tune in to the Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Everybody, welcome back to Unstuck Joy. I'm your host, Vicki Todd, and we are talking to Susan Sinclair about the Radiant Dark. And so I wanted to share with everybody, this is what I just created. This was so meditative. I could just sit here and do this all day talking to Susan because your voice is so healing. So the yin, you know, remember go yinward, that's into the dark, that's the nourishing, kind of the spiritual guidance that we can hear. And so I did some comets this time. The stars are attached to these comet tails and some swirlies and just using colors that are really kind of more calming, at least to me. The yang part, the light on this side, I have some fire going off and some flowers with sparks coming out of them. And so very active. And so the yang of, what did you call it, Susan? Yang-tastic. This is action. So go yinward and then yang-tastic. And so go to my website, VickiRolledArt.com. This is under Art Visioning, Art Vision Prompts. Are you afraid of the dark? This is so fun. I totally recommend doing your yin and yang face. So with the Radiant Dark Session that we've been talking about, Susan has an offer for a 60 minute session. She said that you could also do the option of a 30 minute session if you would like. And the links are on my Transformation Talk Radio Unstuck Joy page. And so when Susan and I had our session together and she was going down each chakra and, you know, doing the clock that your yang is here, your yin is here, and let's see where we need to rebalance it. One of the tips that she gave me, because I had so much yang in my third eye and also in my throat chakra, she said, you know, when you go to sleep at night, because I had mentioned that I've started to have very vivid, lucid dreams and it doesn't feel all the time like I'm sleeping. And so I felt very active even at night. And so she said, you know, you can say, you can ask for that third chakra to kind of close up a little bit, to be not quite so active, and then open up, you know, to be really creative the next day. And also with my throat chakra, I think you actually said, Susan, that I'm kind of spiritually hoarse or whatever. And so to maybe not quite have so much yang in that and, you know, to kind of balance out my creativity, I think. And so I know that it's tailored toward everybody, but what can you tell us about what you do during the Radiant Dark session to help people have practical steps?
Right, because it's like we can have this wonderful spiritual moment and this real sense of a shift in energy and a shift in our perception of ourselves and new clarity. I mean, those inner results are powerful, but yeah, we got to go back out into the world. We got to go yang it up as well.
Yeah.
We've gone yinward, now we got to express it and have a yang-nificent day. So I am guided by spirit. Every session is really, truly guided by spirit and the client's higher self to be utterly personal for them, absolutely what you personally need and would respond best to. So I will get practical tips like, you know, tell, it may not seem practical in the sense of put on different colors, but I may tell people you need to start wearing more dark colors. Or I may tell people, spend some time next to a tree after dark.
Okay. So
I may get that specific, that focused. It's all from spirit. It's all about maintaining this reset that we've accomplished during the session.
Okay. You don't have to tell me to wear dark colors because I'm sorry, people. I always seem to wear black or dark gray. I'm sorry. I have colorful my necklace. But when you tell someone to wear more dark colors, is it just kind of a subconscious thing or just maybe a visual thing that they see themselves in kind of this going inward, yinward type of color? Or how does that help?
It can help. First, like you said, colors are expressions and colors actually have metaphysical properties. When you allow yourself to go to darker shades of your favorite colors, you're calling in the yin qualities of magnetizing and attracting and being a little quieter and stiller.
Okay.
Even in the busyness of a day. So it doesn't necessarily mean black. It could mean that instead of lilac, you'd opt for royal purple.
Right.
Or a deeper blue. So you go for darker shades of your favorite colors with the intention. And by setting the intention, you're changing the energy that this is going to help you stay more on the yinward side. Even if you're busy on the outside, you can hold this calm, stable center. That's another major effect for people is when they are truly rebalanced, they have a sense of stability and calm and groundedness because yin is grounding. And by reclaiming yin, we get better grounding into our, you know, in practical matters. We can think clearer. We are more alert. We can make decisions with more ease. We're just more balanced, and that means we're not knocked off balance and made agitated by everybody else over-yanging around us. We can hold our center.
Right. Well, that's totally reminding me of, you know, my past life as being a professor, and there was so much activity going on, you know, with other faculty around or, you know, having a shared office or, you know, having time scheduled to be in the classroom at this time. And it just always seemed like I can't quite tap in and hear my own voice on the inside. And so if somebody is in that very busy office environment, or like in a family environment where, you know, everything's really noisy and they can't quite get to that meditative space, what are some tips to bring out more yin in, you know, kind of that extreme noise?
Right. Great question, because that is life for most of us.
Yeah.
The idea is to be intentional about finding a quiet space. Mm-hmm. If you were drowning, you would make darn sure you came up for air.
Right.
And that's, it's the same thing. We are being consumed by yang, and we must say deliberately and intentionally, I'm going to find me some yin space today. Wow. And you will, whether it's you go outside for 5 minutes and you just insist that you've got this 5 minutes to yourself. Yin is about pushback. Yang will push and push and drive and goad, and you just, yin pushes back and just holds ground and says, I'm going outside for 5 minutes. I'll be back.
Right. And like you said, you know, being near a tree or nature or even just fresh air, you know, mm-hmm. blue sky.
Crystals can help too. If you're a crystal person, carrying or wearing dark crystals and just handling them mm-hmm. with that intention that they're going to reinforce the yin energy for you. That can be useful for people who are into crystals. Or having artwork mm-hmm. that's dark colored and restful to look at. Mm-hmm. Another, you know, use the visual to bring in the yin energy.
Right.
So you can use visual, you can use colors you wear, jewelry, stones, and simply that intention, that deliberate, focused intention of I'm going to find two or three times this day where I go out and I breathe deep and I get still. And whether that means put on the headphones and you listen to some really calming music, or you stand outside, perhaps at night under the stars. But in one way or another, you decide what helps me go yinward. And then just insist that these things happen for you each day.
Yeah, because we insist on other things, you know, like eating, going to the restroom, you know, even yeah. if we're in a busy environment, we take time out, even 5 minutes, you know, to do those things. So we're almost to the end of the show. This has gone so quickly, as mm-hmm. usual. So if you had one little Scooby bite, one little nutshell version, what would one or two sentences be that you would send people off with today?
I would say when you restore your divine design of yin-yang balance, you can then embody and express the fullness of your unique divinity. And mm-hmm. this creates harmony, not only in you, but around you to heal yourself and the planet. And just as a little soundbite, I would say, hold the intention to have a yinderful and yangnificent day in perfect balance for yourself.
Yeah, because that's it. You know, like you said before, harmony, balance, it's the scales, you know, it's this balancing act. And so,
yeah, and it's to complement and complete each other, the sense of joy, a loving union of
yeah.
the two.
Yeah. And that's self-care, really.
Mm, yes. Beautiful.
Absolutely. We are to the end of the show. Give us your general website one more time.
Okay. General website is Susan, S-U-S-A-N, Sinclair, S-I-N-C-L-A-I-R. So SusanSinclair.org. And the Radiant Dark, pages would be listed on your site. And they also visit my Facebook page, Susan Sinclair Fan. And I have this as an event with all the links that you need to access the free meditations and claim your session with me.
Fabulous. And I can post them underneath the Facebook Live show, today's show. I can post the two links so people can see them there as well.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Thank you, Vicki. It's just been
thank
such a pleasure
you.
To spend time with you again.
Oh, thank you so much. I love talking to you because I feel calmer every time I do. So this is a good thing. So thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening, watching Unstuck Joy. Go do your version of your yin and yang face because it really is very meditative and fun. And we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Thank you all.
Listening to Unstuck Joy, the art of living on purpose with Vicki Todd. This hit show is where your higher purpose is revealed and cultivated. Now you too can share your unique light and special gifts with the world. Vicki's dedication to raising your life's purpose to something extraordinary is unending. So don't miss out on your opportunity. Catch Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd and Dr. Pat Basile. For more information about Vicki and her work, go to VickiWorldArt.com. That's VickiWorldArt.com.